Safe Boating Week is coming up. We're checking life jackets next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Warning, bad guys. Utah has school staff members that can shoot as well as law enforcement and save the wounded. FasterUtah.org.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Start summer boating off right with Safe Boating Week. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation checks life jackets.
Yes, we've got Safe Boating Week that's coming right up here this month, and we're really excited to see that come on and again do that push and talk to get that awareness out about taking a boating education course and most importantly wearing a life jacket. When you look at the fatalities that we have in the state of Utah dealing with boats, 80% of those fatalities deal with a drowning. Either the person has left the boat either voluntarily or involuntarily with an accident and they drowned. And so those could have been easily avoided if we could have had a life jacket on those individuals and they could be home with their families. The individuals that it's required for, of course, kids under the age of 13 are required to wear a life jacket. If you're on a personal watercraft or you're being towed behind a boat or surfing behind a boat, you have to have a life jacket on. Float tubes, it gets a little hard. They think that since they've got some inflation there, either in their tube or on their pontoons and such, that they're not required, and they do. For fishermen that are out there utilizing those types of craft, they have to have a life jacket. They're available for them. If they're over the age of 13, they have to have it with them. They're not required to wear it, but we highly suggest wearing them. It's out there to get the awareness of taking a boating education class or a course. It is out there to promote life jacket wearing.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.